Blog Talk Radio.
From that fateful day when stinking bits of slime first crawled from the sea and shouted to the cold stars, I am man. Our greatest dread has always been the knowledge of our own mortality. But tonight, we shall hurl the gauntlet of science into the frightful face of death itself. Tonight, we shall ascend into the heavens. We shall mock the earthquake. We shall command the thunders and penetrate into the very womb of impervious nature herself.
When I give the word, throw the first switch.
You've got it, master.
Get ready. Get set. Go! Throw the second switch! Throw the third switch!
Not the third switch!
Throw it, I say! Throw it! Life! Life, you hear me? Give my creation life!
Discretion advised.
I know you're gonna dig this.
This is mandatory. But don't worry, you know what? You're gonna learn plenty.
Oh my God!
I want people to be afraid of how much they love me.
I love strippers.
Oftentimes you find them on
Dave Chris.
PerfectlyHarmlessRadio.com.
Even for the internet, it's pretty shocking.
So you know you are getting the best possible information.
Deep Chris.
Oh my God.
I'm not nervous in front of them. They're my subordinates.
No, we're not.
Yes. You are.
Deep Chris.
And I misspelled the word failure.
Hey, and we're live, honey, on the internet. The Dave and Chris show with special guest host Annie. Annie. So we have to talk into the microphone, honey. And Michelle doesn't have to talk into the microphone because she's screaming loudly at the top of her lungs. You want to sing a song? All right. There's Michelle. You want to sing Jingle Bells? Come over here. Come over here. So Michelle's going to sing a little song for everybody out there. Here she goes.
A B C D E F G H I J K L M N O P Q R S T U V W X Y and Z. Now I know everything. That's how most you say with me.
Yay! And that's Michelle singing ABCs. What are we looking for? Looking through the ads. No. I got to talk now, okay? Because we're recording. Trying to get ideas for Christmas.
Michelle, come here.
Yeah, Michelle's going. Look at that car. It's a Volkswagen Beetle with flowers, flower power car, with a purple Christmas tree. So, what are we looking for? Boots? Do we find boots, or are we gonna? I think we're gonna go to Kmart and see if we can find boots.
You know, I think. Now that Julia's an adult women shoe sizes, I think we're just going to have to spend more money on her shoes.
Yeah.
I can find here, it's like $45.
I don't know. Kmart, it seems to me, Kmart usually has good deals on shoes.
I don't know. The only thing they have is going to be something cheap. It's not going to be warm, and it's going to not be waterproof.
Yeah.
It plays too hard, you know?
Yeah, it's both. Don't they charge more for women's clothes?
Yeah.
Seems to me they charge more for women's clothes. I can go to Best Buy. Granted, I mean, if I go to Payless Shoe Source, my shoes wear out faster than if I spend a lot of money. I will grant that point, but I can find pretty much any shoes I want for $20-$30, and I'm done. Seems like women's clothes, even at Payless, just women's shoes cost more than men's shoes. Have you noticed that, Julia? Yeah, he said she was
going to. Do you ever have any problems with your feet, though? Because I just think that typically in the Ludwig side of the family, we have problem feet. You have to make sure you have good shoes, because if you don't, you're going to be in pain. Now, I don't. I know that she probably has Haynes family feet, because...
Yeah, I don't have any problems, except they turn outwards.
She's already, you know, in a size like 7.5, if not an 8.
And she's got that toe thing.
Right. But, you know, Angie's always bought...
Super high heels, skyscraper
heels. No. She's always spent money on good shoes. She's always in the arch support, and she's always sworn by it and said that it's a Haynes feet. She always talks about Haynes feet and Katrina and her little toe.
Well, me and my dad don't have any problems with our shoes. Although my dad does buy good shoes, buys much better shoes than I do. I remember going to the uniform store one time because I had to buy shoes, and I was looking at the shoes, and I'm like, oh, this is amazing. It's price. She goes, well, for good shoes, that's how much it costs. She said, how much did you pay for your last pair of shoes? And I said, well, actually, my dad gave me my last pair of shoes. He wore them for a few years and didn't really like them because they didn't breathe very well. So he gave them to me. So I wore them, and I've had them now for, this was like, I had them for like 7-8 years.
Wow.
And I had gotten the heels replaced.
Your shoes never last that long.
And I had gotten the heels replaced. I mean, I remember when I was in the Marine Corps, I had these boots that I got in boot camp that I had for 4 years. I had gotten other pairs throughout the years I was in the Marine Corps, but I had those original boots resold 2 or 3 times. And man, that leather, it was like a slipper. It was like putting a slipper on. And I remember, I think my mom, I kept them. I got out of the Marine Corps. I put them in the closet, and I think my mom sold them at a garage sale with all the rest of my camouflage. I was really kind of ticked off about that. But I,
you know, knowing you, she probably said, hey, Dave, come get your junk out of my closet.
Probably. But, yeah, so I mean, when I have good shoes, I hang on to them for a while. I wear shoes until they fall apart, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Too many people I could talk 5 minutes about shoes.
You know what else do you wear? You know what else you wear until it falls apart is your underwear.
Yeah, you know, I was really ticked off. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I was really ticked off that a pair of my underwear, my favorite pair of underwear, it was the band had gotten so loose that it was falling down inside my pants, and I was like, really?
You have a favorite pair?
Well, I have a favorite brand that I had bought, and I had bought like 6 pairs, and it was the last one.
Oh.
It was the last one of those pairs.
Why aren't you out there buying more of
Can't
that
find
brand?
Them. Can't find them. They're like Fruit of the Looms, but they're the gray ones with the not Fruit of the Looms. They got them at Target, so they were Hanes, maybe Hanes. And I had gotten them, and they were just comfortable. They were. I
bought a bra of mine once. You know, it was like you get stuck with the favorite. I guess I don't have favorite underwear, but I have favorite bra. But you get stuck with a model and a brand that fits well. And then my store that I normally bought it at started not caring. So it's like, oh, I gotta go find this brand somewhere. And I found it online, just ordered it because I knew I wasn't going to return it, and I knew what size it was. And I wonder if you could find yours somewhere.
Yeah, maybe. Hey,
it's got to be at fruitoftheloom.com somewhere. Michelle, you can play the piano, but it has to be quiet. Can you let Julia turn it on and
turn it on to a
quiet volume?
Oh, boy. These girls.
No. She's going to turn it on. She's just turning the volume down. Julia?
No. There you go.
Okay, there. How's that?
That's good.
Not right now.
5 minutes.
5 minutes. You can do it loud.
All right, turn it up loud. It doesn't matter.
Obviously close to bedtime.
Very close to bedtime. All right, Gladys, right now.
No, she didn't.
Turn
the
it
up.
On. Try it.
See?
Go ahead, try it. All right, Julia, hit it. Hit it once. Is that loud enough, baby?
Did you hear that?
Hey, don't throw dogs around.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Michelle in her purple hand. She looks like, what is the name of that girl? In the,
She looks like she's slowly turning into Barney.
No. Barney. Yeah, that's kind of funny. No, that girl that's on that Willy Wonka movie.
What movie?
The Willy Wonka movie and the girl turns into...
Oh, Veruca Salt.
That's it. You're the only one I know who can remember her name.
There's a band. There's a pretty good band named Veruca Salt.
Right.
You know what I was just thinking about? Nate was in there playing. It was kind of annoying me. He was playing the piano. I was thinking of Zuzu from the Wonderful Life movie.
Oh, yeah.
Zuzu, and there's a band called Zuzu's Pedals, too.
Really?
Yeah. Veruca Salt. Yeah. That's a cool name. I
don't hear many Verucas lately. Hey, lady at work became a grandmother today.
Really?
Alice.
You know, Belinda Moyer's brother died last night, shoveling snow.
Oh, man.
I forgot to call my mom.
She must know by now.
I don't know. I'll give her a call.
What, where did they do? What did they do?
I heard about it at work, like right at the end of the day.
Does Belinda work at 19?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I forgot. I got a call.
Does she work during the day?
Yeah, she works in the commander's office.
Oh.
So she works for the commander. She's a secretary.
Is she going to be at your Christmas party? Your work one?
I don't know now. I don't know.
Mm.
I don't know.
How about the watch party?
No, well, I think it's... Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to see. I didn't have any information today, so I'll tell my mom tomorrow.
Did he have a family?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know him. I don't know her family at all. I've met her husband and her kids, but that's about it.
Wow.
Oh, hey, all right, hey, Drew, that's too hard.
Not right in her face.
It's too hard.
I know
yeah, now, but then she's going to turn around, she's going to duck, she's going to wipe her head on the table. It's enough. All right?
Yeah, now you're tattling. A minute ago, you were having fun with this game.
It's only 2 minutes left, Julia.
2 minutes.
Tell us how you did 120
on here. Seconds.
Give us some Spanish words.
Julia's life in less than 120
in
seconds.
6 words. You know, somebody wrote on the board at work that's your life in 6 words or less. If people were trying to write funny stuff.
Well, that'd be a good email thing to email back and forth.
Yeah. You know, I should send one to...
Just start it.
Yeah,
you know,
Chris
just,
and everybody. Everybody
put
was
down
on
your
that.
First name.
Stop. She's going to get paper cuts. She doesn't know. No, I. You can't whip somebody in the head with a corner of the paper. Yeah, the band, yeah.
All right, Julia, are you all ready for school tomorrow?
Because it's about that time anyway.
Where's your boots? Where's the quarters?
Are you going to buy?
I know, and I told you to go look in the penny jar in my room.
Should we really be sending people into our room to look for...
That's for all the goodies, I Where did you put the most recent purchase?
In the closet. I just tossed it in there.
The Christmas. Okay.
This 1 minute. I got this thing for a couple bucks that you can attach two microphones directly into the computer. And I'm wondering how it sounds because then it would be easier than hooking up the port because now with this program, I can upload any sound effects, any music, any segments or something I want to play right up to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
I can upload it and just play it right on there. So if this sounds good, then we won't need the board unless we really want to do something, you know, with more than one, with more than two microphones. You know, if we want to set it up for audiences or something like that, we could just set it up like this. So if it was just me and him sitting at the Cigar King, we could just run two microphones right in there.
Right.
If it sounds okay. I couldn't get it to sound very good on Audacity, but so I wanted to try this because I wanted to see if maybe it's my setup or it's the way Audacity was just receiving things, you know.
Does that mean you never have to use the board again?
No, we would have to use the board if we want to put anything more than two microphones, which we do a lot. So we'd still have to use a lot. But like last time, it was just me and him sitting in a couple of chairs at Cigar King, you know. So hopefully that may work. And see you at the show.
Julia!